You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Yesterday at the 11 o'clock hour, we had the press conference of Kobe Altman, Cavaliers president of basketball ops. And Kobe, I thought, said some...
Is it bad if you call him the general manager? I mean, is it bad?
Well, they have a general manager.
I know, but... Yeah.
That would be Mike Gansey.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
They do have one.
I don't know, but it's just weird.
It's like Chris Antonetti and yeah. Mike Chernoff. They have a GM. It is weird that they've taken this thing and moved it up a spot. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's truly weird. It's GM and assistant GM.
Yeah, right? It's what it is.
Right. So, but that's the deal. You get a better title. Hopefully, you get a better paycheck. So good for them. Kobe Altman yesterday talked extensively about his core four, and that's good. I think. He clearly is locked in on, at least from what he said yesterday, on the core four being what this team will be built around moving forward. And here's what he had to say.
This is year three for the core four, and they've had incredible success. Playoff success needs to come next, but I think there's an internal belief because of what we proved this year during the regular season and what we're capable of to run it back and see what we can do.
I can't argue with that. I can't argue with that. But one thing I keep thinking of, okay, you're going to run into all of those financial punishments moving forward. That's going to be difficult. You don't have some first-round picks moving forward in 25, in 27, in 29. You will have first-round picks in 26 and 28, the lower of the first two picks between you and Utah. And I would assume that the Cavs will be better than Utah, probably in 2026, but you never know. So they will have a couple of first-round picks moving forward, but just probably not high picks. And if you are locked in on the core four, Andy, to me that means, okay, then how do you build the rest of the team around that group?
I have the only freedom I see Kobe Altman having right now to build anything is to get rid of someone off the core four. Or you've got to come up with two spectacular picks in this year's draft that are second rounders. I started looking through. I mean,
it's going to be
that second apron is like you've got to be Houdini.
It's punitive. It can kill you.
Brutal. And then if you're in the second apron, 3 out of 5 years, your draft pick, no matter what it is in the first round, automatically moves back to the last pick in the first round. I mean, it is. I don't know how it is he's going to do this. I want to watch this because he is going to have to be a magician to bring guys in, make things happen. They're looking at what, a $235 million payroll next year, and the first apron ends at like 206 or something like that. So I'm looking at this thing, and I just don't see how Kobe Altman can't say anything other than what he said yesterday. I just don't see it, which is okay. Let's be honest. I mean, if they can figure out a way to get out of the second round and make the current players they have better, then so be it. It's all worth it. I just don't see it without giving up core four players.
Our buddy Chris Fedor wrote a really, I thought, terrific and in-depth analysis of what Kobe Altman had to say yesterday. And keep in mind, these press conferences are at the end of the year, end of the season. Lots of things can happen between now and the start of next season. Somebody might call and say, you know, we really want fill in the blank, and then make you an offer that you can't refuse. That can happen. Or Kobe can be pitching the idea that we love our core four, thinking that, all right, we want to move a piece, but we're going to praise it like absolute crazy.
Sure.
Travis Hunter. Travis Hunter at number two.
Yeah.
Travis Hunter at two.
Exactly.
Boom, price tag goes up. And maybe that's the situation. But Fedor wrote a really, really good piece about it. And I thought Chris summed it up perfectly. For Altman, that belief in the core four will either be his salvation or his downfall.
I don't know that he has a choice.
I do think he has a choice.
We start blowing stuff up?
Well, no, it's moving a guy in the core four. And if you want to make a significant move for this team, I think that might be the type of move you have to make if you think you need to do that. From what Kobe said yesterday, let's just take him at exactly what he said. He doesn't think he needs to do that. You know, it's year four for the core four coming up, and he thinks that they're getting better and blah, 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 blah. And again, they won 64 games. It's hard to argue with that. They had injuries in the playoffs. Hard to argue with that. But what it leads me to think is, okay, if you have your core four, and let's just work under that premise, okay?
Okay.
Because he said it.
Right.
He said, this is our crew. Then what's left? And what do you do? And before we get specific, let me give you a big picture here.
Mm-hmm.
You know how Denver this year had its starters and then didn't have a great bench?
Yeah.
It seemed.
Yeah.
And you could throw other teams into that same conversation. Had their starters, bench wasn't so good. I think that's the way this might go. Unless you get really lucky and find some key pieces.
How deep does a bench in the NBA need to be successful? Three, four? Tell me.
Three or four.
Three or four. That's it.
Yeah.
So you need eight players.
I actually think you need nine. I think you need nine that you can put out there on a regular basis. And if you go any deeper than that, you're going to be hard-pressed to find minutes for some of those guys later, because that's just the way the NBA works.
Right.
So I want to go through what's left and who, Andy, is a priority. Because if he's locked in on the core four, then what else is he locked in on? Maybe nothing. And that might be where this team might be able to make some moves to bring in different pieces. But the one thing about the core four, what do you have? You have two big guys who I like. And I think you need three big guys anyway. So I think they're down one. If you trade one of those guys, I think you're duped. And Kobe said, we're going to go as far as Evan Mobley's going to go.
Well, I think that was the most important thing, because
He said what we've been saying.
Right. But if the core four was Mount Rushmore, he in essence only said there was only one person left on Mount Rushmore yesterday. Now, I know Donovan Mitchell probably is there too.
He's there too.
It. But Evan Mobley was, the way he said that yesterday made me think that Evan Mobley is the one.
The centerpiece to this whole thing.
Yeah. He's the one face on Mount Rushmore that is not changing.
I honestly think it's two guys. It's Donovan and it's Evan.
I don't disagree with that. I totally agree.
Yeah. So what's left? And I'm going to list these guys, I think, in order of importance, okay? DeAndre Hunter has 3 years left on his contract.
He's important, especially for what they did this year with the trade.
And he makes $23 million next year.
Yes.
I think from a player on the floor standpoint, he is the most valuable and most important of the guys that are left, of the other guys, the non-starters, mainly because he's 6'8", can knock down the three, can score, and can defend. But let me throw something else at you that you might not like. He also might be your most valuable trade chip if you're not going to bust up the core four. The problem is, he fits exactly into that core four. The core four has what? Two big guys and two smaller ball-dominant guards. And I'm not saying that's not going to work. You know my belief on that. I don't think it does work long-term. Mm-hmm. But Kobe's locked in on it. Two ball-dominant guards, 6'3 and under, and two big guys. So what's that leave? It leaves a big hole in the middle there that DeAndre Hunter fits perfectly. I think that's why he stays, or he is the huge trade chip this offseason. And I don't want him to be a trade chip.
I don't either, considering what they gave up for him during the regular season. And that
not even that, like, but it's where he fits. It's how he fits to me.
I can't see him leaving either. I don't see them turning the page on that. Unless they feel like they can upgrade. If they feel like they can upgrade, then I can see a path there.
But boy, that's it to me, it's tough to upgrade over the perfect fit. I think he's a perfect fit. And if you move on from him, then
with
what
the core four, what if you change the four? Well, is he no longer the perfect fit?
See, but we're working under the assumption that Kobe told us the core four is coming back. So DeAndre is the perfect fit for this group. Personally, and this goes back to an earlier comment here, Denver, you know, plays the heck out of its starters, right? New York plays the heck out of its starters.
Yep.
I think DeAndre Hunter needs to start next year. Which takes us to the guy who started a lot this year, Max Strus. What do you think of Max Strus and how he fits around the core four and how he would fit moving forward?
Expendable. I think he's expendable. I unless your last name is Mobley or Mitchell.
Okay. And I will agree.
Like, I think
everybody other than the core four is expendable. Everybody.
Yeah, if they keep Max Strus, that'd be great. I'd love it if they did. But
how do these guys fit, and who do you want back?
They got to do salary camp gymnastics here on this stuff.
Max has 2 years left on his contract, and he's making just under $16 million.
Now, how much is that going to help?
I don't know. And here's the other thing. I like Max. I love his energy. I love his effort. He was better in the playoffs this year. He was not good in the elimination game. 0-for-9 didn't play real well. I think he's a nice fit with the core four because he can play two guard, he can play three, and he's under contract for 2 years. If you're keeping the core four together and you could keep DeAndre Hunter and you could keep Max Strus, that gives you two more years with these guys all under contract. That gives you six guys under contract for the next couple of years, and you could move forward with them. And I don't know that Max Strus would bring back anything that would be of significance to help you, unless some team maybe wanted to give you a big man for Max Strus.
He could give you a little salary cap relief.
Well, he could.
Yeah.
That's why he could be expendable.
Okay.
To me,
I'll let you pick the names before.
To
I
me, it's
jumping.
Hunter okay. and Strus. And those guys are key because
so you're keeping Strus.
Well, here's the thing, Andy.
Yeah.
They're either guys that I think you should absolutely keep or the only guys on this team who could get you anything in a trade. I think the only guys. Rest of the bench. We're going to take a look at that coming up. And let's start right here. I think Jalen Tyson is key for this reason and this reason only.
He's a rookie?
He's a rookie making no money.
Yeah.
He's 6'6", and he has some skills. Can you develop him into a rotational player? He has 3 years left on his deal. $3.4 million is what he's going to make next year. Very affordable. He's 6'6", nice size. And if you can develop him, that frees you up to do some things, like maybe move Max Strus. Like maybe not worry about what Ty Jerome as a free agent would cost you with all the damages.
Mm-hmm.
I think Jalen Tyson is essential to what could be going on here because you're not going to trade him, I don't think. And if you can develop him and he can become a rotational piece for you, then all of a sudden you've got your core four and let's just say DeAndre Hunter and Jalen Tyson. He gives you length. He gives you the ability to handle the ball. He gives you some scoring. He also has played on four teams in the last 4 years. Is that good? Is that a sign that maybe this guy, is it a negative against him? I don't know. What do you think, folks? They said the Core 4 is back. So what else is back? I want to hear from you. 216-474-0092. Some phone calls coming up next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy's Andy Baskin. We're talking about the Cavs roster. And we're talking about it based on, okay, Colby Altman said it. We're going to go with it. Core four back. Coming for year number four. Keeping it together, running the band back. We're putting the band back together. We're not making changes with the core four.
Don't really have a choice.
So, well, maybe you do.
You
could trade one of the core four, but Kobe says we're not doing that. So what does that mean? It means if you're going to get this team better, you better do it in other ways. So we're looking at what's left. DeAndre Hunter, 3 years on his contract, $23 million next year. I want him. I want him starting. I want him right there in the middle of the core four. Or he might be the best trade piece you have. Max Strus has...
I can't see them trading Hunter. I don't see it. Do you?
Max? No, I don't.
It would have to be the right situation.
Well, it sure would. Max Strus has 2 years left. $16 million bucks next year, basically. $15.9.
I would think he's back.
Yeah. But he's also could be a trade piece, especially if Jalen Tyson... who has 3 years on his young rookie deal and is making $3.4 million next year, if he makes a step, he could be a critical piece of this if he gets his, I won't say get his act together. He's a young guy and didn't have a chance to play very much. Why didn't he have a chance to play? Well, because young guys don't sometimes. But if he could become a rotational guy for you, he could be a critical piece to this. Are any of these guys critical pieces? Give me a quick year name, and we're going to take some phone calls.
Go ahead.
Dean Wade has a year left, $6.6 million. It's not all guaranteed. He was 3 of 14 on threes in the playoffs.
Critical?
Is Dean critical? Do you want him back?
I wouldn't mind if he comes back. He's not critical.
I agree with everything you just said.
Okay.
He's not critical. I'd be happy to have Dean Wade back on the team. Why? Because this team lacks size. And Dean is 6'10", 6'9", can hit the three-pointer. And I don't mind him being a piece coming off the bench on this team. Ty Jerome is a free agent. He's had one really good year in his career. It was last year. He had a good year with Oklahoma City earlier in his career. He averaged like 10 points a game. Ty Jerome was terrific this year. It might cost you a boatload to bring him back.
He is not critical. I love the way he plays. I like watching him play.
6'5".
I think he's a lot of fun. But at that price, he is not critical. He has priced himself out of critical.
I think that's the case as well. And yesterday, Kobe Altman was, boy, it would be nice to have him back, but blah, 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 blah. He was non-committal, which I understand because of the cost involved. Craig Porter, 2 years left on his contract. He's going to make $2.2 million.
Very economical. One of the guys making less than 10 mil on the team.
You bring him back, right?
Yeah. He's in a good spot financially. Yep. That's the thing. Yeah.
So a guy like Tyson, not very costly. Porter, not very costly. I would think they're going to be on this team next year.
Yeah.
Sam Merrill's a free agent. Did Sam show you enough that makes you think, yes, we have to have this guy?
No.
I agree. And yet I wouldn't mind having him back.
Mm-hmm.
Isaac Okoro has 2 years left on his deal. He's going to make $11 million next year.
Maybe he's worth something. Value-wise, I would think he's worth more than a lot of the guys we've already talked about. The question, what's he, $33 million next year?
11.
11.
If I can, I'm moving on.
I would move on too.
He gives you no offense for the amount of minutes that he plays. And if you're going to do that, you better shut down everybody you cover. And I don't see that. And I like Isaac. He's a nice kid. But I would move on if I could. Rounding out the roster this year, Chuma Okeke.
Yeah.
He was a former first round pick.
Yeah.
He's Okeke.
Yeah, unless
thank you, Dan.
Yeah.
Javonte Green, who they picked up from New Orleans. Tristan Thompson.
Yep.
Tristan,
it was fun the second time around.
You don't need to bring those three guys back. If you do, fine. They're going to have to be creative in how they find some guys. And, you know, I would DeAndre Hunter, I think you have something there. And DeAndre, say Max Strus, Jalen Tyson, that gives you seven guys. And then you're going to have to play these guys maybe more minutes because this team's just not going to have the depth, I don't think, that it had in the past. Demos is in Shaker. Demos.
Demos.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, all right.
So I don't know the ins and outs of how much money we can afford. But if you're just looking for roster holes, you just brought up the two that I have been kind of like wondering about, like Okoro. How can we peddle him? What kind of value can we get out of him? Promoting him as a former, pick that we, great D, whatever, get rid of him. Same thing with Thompson. I mean, we really need a third big, because when Mobley or Allen couldn't play a game and one couldn't play the whole, every time I saw Tristan come in the game, I was like, oh God, like he's just like, he's filler. He was just filler. And I honestly thought that come playoff time, might even be more of a goon, to go in and mix it up, like truck trailer style. But instead, he ended up being kind of like more of an Austin Hedges kind of locker room guy, and everybody likes him, and the link to the championship. And who cares? We need somebody on the floor that can throw around a body when we need it. And he could have done that, and we didn't use him that way. And I don't know if that was him or our coaching staff. But he was, to me, the biggest disappointment, because I couldn't figure out why they brought him back anyway, if not for that. And what did he do, looking back over this past year?
Yeah. Hey, Demos, if you're trying to figure out how much money they have to spend in free agency, put your hand on your back pocket, pull out your wallet, and see how much you have in there. It's probably about the same.
Gotcha.
Although you are in Shaker, so I'm going to give you a little clout. No. You got some clout.
Good for you, Demos.
Yes. Poor side of Shaker. All right.
The thing about Tristan, I'm not going to disparage Tristan. He did a great job for this team.
He did what they asked
earlier
him to do,
in
right?
his career.
Yeah.
And he was brought in to fill out the roster, give you an extra big that you could throw out on the floor if you needed to. Kenny Atkinson didn't feel comfortable playing him in the playoffs in any meaningful minutes. So that if
anybody not have Kenny's back on that? I mean, there were some people that wanted to see him play at the end, but they just wanted to see him go out there and get a couple fouls. That's all. It wasn't like you were asking. I did. I wanted to see him pick up a couple fouls. I don't blame Kenny for not playing him, though.
I don't either. If Kenny thought he could have helped, he would have played him. Javonte Green didn't play in the play. I mean, Okeke, Green, Thompson, those guys were there to fill out the roster. Okay, and that's all right. That's every team has that. And I think that's where this team might need to maybe look for some younger guys that they might be able to find who they can develop a little bit and maybe become rotational players for them, which is why I think Jalen Tyson could be huge if they actually found a guy that can help them a little bit. He's economical, and he's 6'6", has some skills. Can he play at the NBA level? Maybe they'll find out. Randy is in Strongsville, home of the Mustangs. Randy.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Okay. Randy. What's up, Randy?
Hi. Hey, I'm not sure money-wise if this, you know, would figure out for the Cavs. But anyway, here's the thought. Move Darius to the Nets for Cam Johnson and a couple of their draft assets because we need to recoup some of those. You'd then have Cam at small forward, move Hunter to big guard, and sign Brook Lopez as your round out the ninth man in your bench, which you would have then Strus, Tyson, Porter, and Lopez. What do you think of that?
There's one thing getting in the way. D'Angelo Russell plays point guard for the Nets. Right?
Yeah.
So that I don't think that would fit, Randy.
I like the idea,
though, if you want to know the truth. I like the idea. You could bring Cam Johnson in. Does that duplicate skill sets with Hunter? A little bit, but so what? I think that's a spot where you're completely lacking.
And if you get larger there and more athletic.
And guys who can score there and take some heat off your guards.
Right.
All right, Randy. See, that's the type of thinking. But see, Randy just did something that Kobe Altman said he's not going to do.
Right.
Bust up the core four.
Yep.
So, see, though, Randy, I think that's an interesting thought. We're not busting up the core four.
Not going to do it.
At least that's the assumption that we're working under right now. Chuck, welcome to the show.
Hey, Chuck.
Hey, guys. Hey, guys. What's going on?
You are.
No. Listen, what's going on with that? I mean, why we can't do some kind of work with Wade and Okoro? I mean, the contract's too big or what?
What do you mean work?
Nobody wants them.
What do you mean work? Trade them?
Yeah, I mean, they can be tricked. Them guys don't do nothing, Holly. I mean, you know, I mean, Wade got in there. He didn't do anything. Okoro, only thing he's good for is defense. We need some offense from Okoro.
Well, he plays the position where you play offense, you know? That's if you're going to play shooting guard or small forward, and unless you're like, you know, Bruce Bowen, back in the day with the Spurs, who was a little bigger than that, who's just a lockdown defender. I don't see Okoro's a free agent anyway. No, he's not.
He's not?
No. They signed him to an extension.
No, Okoro just signed the contract.
Guys are right. Sorry,
11, I forgot. 11 mil next year.
Yeah.
And he's under contract for two more years.
That's a lot of money for a guy sitting on the bench. You know, that's a lot of money for a guy sitting on the bench.
Well, you don't trust him. When other teams leave a shooting guard or small forward wide open behind the three-point line and would like to see him shoot, that's not a good sign, Chuck.
I know it's not, yeah. And like I said, nobody – I mean, can't they do something, put him in a package deal with somebody?
Yeah, but you got to have somebody want him. And maybe some team would. Chuck, thank you very much.
And you got to come under – if you're in the second apron, you've got to come under what they're making. So if you want to bring somebody in, they have to make under what if you're in the second apron.
Which, you know, might be just what the Cavs are looking for. That this is just kind of where they are. If you're working under the assumption that the core four is back, there are going to be some challenges. And you might have a very different looking bench, and you might have a very different looking rotation next year. You know, Kenny Atkins have played a lot of guys last year, did not hammer the minutes on the starters. Let's say like the Knicks did, maybe you end up with a team that just plays the heck out of its starters next year because you don't have quite the depth, or maybe not. That's where this team has some big decisions to make in the offseason. We'll be talking more Cavs, not just necessarily today, but boy, coming up in the weeks ahead because the offseason, as soon as you get through with the playoffs, the offseason's coming at you fast. So a lot coming up with all that. Mary Kay Cabot has a great story out. How are the Browns planning to get work for four quarterbacks? And could there be a fifth quarterback in this equation? Mary Kay joins us next on Baskin and Phelps.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.